Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The Supreme Court is weighing whether Texas can use recently redrawn congressional maps. On Friday, Justice Samuel Alito put a temporary pause on a ruling from a panel of federal judges in El Paso. They ruled that the maps passed over the summer were invalid. However, Alito put a temporary stop to on the ruling after Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton appealed. For now, the maps that gave Republicans an advantage in next year's midterms remain in effect, pending another ruling from the Supreme Court. A Houston police officer is recovering after being shot during an apparent act of road rage while on his way to work. News 88.7's Rob Salinas has details.
The incident took place Saturday evening in Northwest Houston. According to HPD Chief Noe Diaz, Officer Jake Parker was in his personal vehicle on Gessner when a man in another vehicle approached him on foot.
He got out of his vehicle, fired into the officer's vehicle. The officer returned fire. The officer was in his uniform. He, however, did not have his vest.
Officer Parker was shot in the shoulder and drove himself less than a half mile to the police substation where he was treated before being taken to Memorial Hermann. A Hedwig Village police officer spotted the suspect vehicle. Officers closed in and arrested two men and a woman. They also recovered a weapon. I'm Rob Salinas, News 88.7.
Millions of Texans are on the move this week for Thanksgiving. AAA says a record number of motorists will be on the road. DPS Trooper Sergeant Stephen Woodward says excessive speed is still the biggest safety issue on the highway.
We haven't had a deathless day here in the state of Texas since November the 7th, 2000. That was the last time we had a deathless day right here in the state.
According to AAA, the busiest days for motorists are tomorrow and Wednesday. Return travel is also expected to be heavy on Sunday. A fire ripped through the decommissioned PHR Preakers power plant.